how many billions of pounds did the real thing in London cost? And this one, slightly smaller, but just as good, I think we're saying, on the AstroTurf pitch here at the back of Newfield School, with a mini athletics track and kind of tiered seating to one side of it. And just to make it authentic, we have got a good old English summer's day as well. In fact, it is so rainy and misty here that I can barely see beyond the end of the pitch. We've got kind of floodlights up and everything. The weather has affected things a little bit today. I think they've gone in for a bit of an early lunch, but they are hopefully going to be back out here this afternoon. And it's been here all week as well, so plenty of people have used this while it's been here. I'm just going to have a very quick word with Shania first, who your wife for at Ansgrove School, is that right?
Yeah.
And what have you been doing on the track today?
Well, we've been like sprinting and having races and playing a few games, and we did a little bit of javelin.
Excellent. Well, we're going to have a word with Hannah Cockcroft, the Yorkshire wheelchair racer, who has been here meeting people, and you've just been given a little speech in the school hall as well. I want to ask you first off, I understand you've visited the real Olympic Stadium, and you are, as I understand it, the first person to set a world record there.
Yeah, that's right. I raced there in May for our Paralympic test event, just testing out the track. And it was a bit of a nightmare day, you know, transport problems and not letting us into the stadium, and literally nearly missed my race. So I think all the anger of the day really built up inside me. I just kind of let it out on my wheels. And yeah, I broke the first world record. It wasn't expected, but I think it goes down in history, so you can't complain.
Talk to us a bit about the facilities down there. How is it?
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, it's not finished yet, obviously. I mean, I don't know if it should be by now. But it's pretty much there. It's very big. It's very scary. Like, it looks so nice. All the seats are empty. It's a really nice pattern. But, like, I went in the first time and I was like, oh, when all those seats are full, that's a lot of noise. And, you know, like, the biggest crowd I've ever competed in front of is 5,000 people. So, kind of to jump from 5,000 to 80,000, it's a pretty big gap. But, no, it should be cool. It should be good.
And we've just been talking a bit about Olympic and Paralympic legacy. And how much does coming to things like this, because we've just been saying you're very much in the kind of bubble of competitors and people who are actually involved in it, how does coming to things like this make you feel towards what's going on in the summer?
You know, things like this are absolutely fantastic. It's giving the younger generations a real big chance just to shine and show what they can do and have an opportunity to do it. I started wheelchair racing at an event much like this, a UK Athletics Talent Day, where they just let them have a go at every single sport you can think of. And I think with the legacy of the Olympic Games and 2012 coming to London, the Paralympics has very much stepped out of the Olympic shadow, and people are knowing who we are, and people are getting involved. But just, you know, looking around the track here today, I think there are a few Olympic future superstars here, and it's really nice that they're just getting a chance just to give it a go and show what they can really do. It's fantastic.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with those two gold medals. How much does we as we stand here, it's not the best weather in the world. We keep fingers crossed that everything is going to be all right for late summer, I suppose. How will that affect you if it is like this?
Well, you know, I'd like it to sunshine, but my main competition's from Australia, so I guess she's going to be more scared of melting in the rain than her racing. So I guess it works in my favour a little bit. So if it rains, it's fine by me. It's going to be everyone else's problem.
Best of luck. Thank you very much.